Thank you for calling Rhonda's house. How may I help you?
Ms. Rhonda, I have Deborah Campbell and Kelly Hall on the line for you.
Okay, thank you.
One moment.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rhonda?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is Kelly Hall. I'm with my client, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
She's putting hands away. Come on over here, Deborah. I can take you off of speaker. You want to speak to her? You want it on speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. Don't anything you say. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, how are you doing, Rhonda?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're the agency, right?
Yes, I'm the owner. Yes, I was calling because we got a call this morning from a Mr. Rock. And from APS.
What's it about?
He wanted to know your whereabouts and information on you, but we cannot give him that information. So that's why I wanted to speak to you.
Okay. Did they tell you what was concerning or something?
No, he just said that they were on your case and that they wanted to make sure you were safe. Which is a concern because we wasn't aware that you had APS following you.
I didn't know what APS is. What is it?
Adult Protective Services.
Oh, yeah, they came yesterday.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so.
I think a lot of the caretaker was not very good and stuff, and she kind of used, like, credit card, but I didn't know it at the time, but then stuff started coming out that I don't buy, like dog food and stuff like that, and that might be, maybe that's why I think that's quite why.
Oh, okay. Well, we couldn't give him any information about anything because that would be a HIPAA violation. So
if you
have his name and phone number and everything, you know, give him a call, let him know that you're fine, you know, and, you know, that you're, you know, with our agency.
Oh. Okay, yeah, he was here yesterday. I probably told him stuff, but I don't remember.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, I just wanted to relay that message to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Me too.